Let me ask you this, older ladies. Are you a believer in Christ? Then you are to be reverent in your behavior. That's what you are to be. God is saying, this is what I want you to be. And younger women, this is what God wants you to be too. But older women specifically, reverent. This should be a characteristic of what you are when someone looks at you.
Thanks for joining us for this weekend edition of Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt. Equipping the Saints is a daily radio outreach from Equipping Bible Church in Greer, South Carolina. And Greg, in your message today, we'll continue to look at how older women are to live and specifically what they are to do. And actually, it's pretty simple.
You know, Dave, it really is quite simple. And indeed, in the context of what the Apostle Paul is writing here in Titus, the directives are really few, clear, and precise. There's really no wiggle room in this passage for not understanding what God clearly says. So what are older women to do? Let's take a look. Our passage is Titus chapter 2, and we're going to be looking at verses 3 and 4.
Well, thanks, Greg. And if you're new to Equipping the Saints, head over to our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org, to learn more about this ministry and our teacher, Pastor Greg Lundstedt. Our web address is simply etsradio.org. Now, with today's message, here's our teacher, Greg Lundstedt.
We've been looking at the book of James in our Wednesday night Bible study. And James is very clear concerning what is the source of our quarrels. If you ever want to know why we quarrel, why we have arguments, why we have disputes, why we have wars, why we have conflicts, James tells us. He says, what is the source of your quarrels and conflicts among you? And he's speaking to those who would have a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is James 4. He says, is not the source your pleasures which wage war in your members? Isn't the source your desires? Isn't that what it is? You lust and you do not have, so you commit murder. And you are envious and you cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You have not because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your pleasures. You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility towards God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among us? It's our desires, it's our pleasures that wage war. And 15, 20 years ago within the evangelical church, we started to see some conflict within the area of music. We started to see those who wanted traditional services and they wanted the old hymns and they wanted to keep it that way. And the young people had come up and wanted more music towards their tastes. And we see the result of people's desires bringing conflict in the church. And ultimately what we see in almost every church these days are split services now where you have traditional quote-unquote worship and contemporary quote-unquote worship. You have the older people in the traditional services and the younger people in the contemporary. And the body of Christ is split because believers want to spend it on their own pleasures. And we see ultimately the sad evidence of that as younger people hang out with younger people and older people hang out with older people, in contradiction to what we'll see today in Scripture, where older women are to be teaching the younger women that we are one body, we are to be together, and we see because of our desires, things have been split and pulled apart. But I believe we're going to see today, as we look at different elements and different ages and genders in the Christian life, what we are to be in Christ. So with that in mind, would you turn in your Bibles to Titus chapter 2. Wonderful, wonderful chapter. And we're going to see how to live the Christian life. We're going to see as God's grace in Christ through the Word of God, sound doctrine works in us, we are able to be who He wants us to be. And today we're going to look at what older women in Christ are to be. And we're going to see that it is not separated from the younger women in the body of Christ. We've been going through the book of Titus. With this in mind, I want to remind you of the wonderful context of the book of Titus. Paul is writing to his trusted, true child in the faith, Titus. Titus, a faithful man who served under the Apostle Paul, who did what Paul desired him to do in the context of serving Christ. He was a faithful man. He was a Gentile. And Paul, at some point in time, had left him on the island of Crete to set in order what remains, to appoint elders in every city. They had a lack of leadership. And then we saw God's requirements through Paul to Titus for what godly leaders should look like. We saw they should be godly men who work hard in the Word of God, who oversee protecting the incredibly valuable flock of God from threats to the Word. They admonish and they teach with the Word of God, and they watch over the sheep, and they protect God's incredibly valuable sheep purchased with His Son's blood. We saw they needed to be those who hold fast the faithful Word, that they may be able to, or given the power to, exhort in sound doctrine and refute those who contradict, to silence the many. We saw there are many rebellious men, empty talkers, deceivers. We saw there are those who are teaching things they should not teach. And we saw that God, in His end evaluation of these people who had come in and upset households, that these people were worthless for any good deed. They were detestable. They were disobedient. But in contrast, He says, but Titus, chapter 2, you speak things only fitting for sound doctrine. You speak the Word of God. You speak sound, healthy truth from the Word of God, Titus, in contrast to their bad teaching. And in chapter 2, we see a whole, and I've shared this. This entire chapter is one unit together, and we need to see it that way. And I'm just going to give you a brief overview of chapter 2. Verse 1 is the sound doctrine, the foundation on how we are to be who we are to be in Christ. Verses 2 through 10, which we're studying, we're going through right now, and we'll get through the end of 3 and the beginning of 4, Lord willing, today. That is what we are to be in Christ. And then in verses 11 through 14, which I shared during the communion time, part of that, how can we be who God wants us to be? It is through the grace of God, working through the Word of God, instructing us to deny these ungodly things and to live righteously and uprightly in this present evil age. That God has taken us, He has redeemed us as a people for His own possession, ultimately. And then lastly, we have what sums up chapter 2, the warning not to reject these truths. Titus, let no one disregard you. Very important what God shares concerning what He expects from us and how He expects us to do it in Christ. Now, we've looked again here in chapter 1 and then 2. And now today we're going to be looking at older women. We saw the first portion of what older women are to be. And today, Lord willing, we will finish that out. And again, some of you are saying, I'm not an older woman, so I'll take a break here. And some are saying, I'm not even a woman. But I want to remind you here that although this is directed specifically at older women, it will apply to younger women. It's directly related. And younger women, Lord willing, if you are given long life, you will be older women. And men, there are principles in here that we see that apply to us in other passages of Scripture, so we need to pay attention, but especially older women. And I want to remind you also, we've seen older men, now older women. There's going to be younger women and younger men, and then there'll be bond slaves, and then there will be Titus' example. Now, although there are slight differences here based on age and gender, there are many common themes that run through all of these commands that all of us can benefit by. Okay, well, let's get started. Now, just in review, again, we need to see the foundation for what we are to be in Christ. Titus chapter 2, verse 1, I'll read it again. But as for you, speak the things which are fitting for sound doctrine. And remember, we looked in depth at this statement. Titus was commanded to speak the things which were fitting for sound doctrine. Everything Titus was to say was to be fitting for sound doctrine. It was to be characterized by sound teaching, healthy teaching. Doctrine is what is taught, and sound doctrine is taught rightly and correctly from the Word of God. Only speak those things, Titus. And remember, we saw the context here. It is so simple. God uses His Word taught rightly, sound doctrine, to nourish us, to feed us in the context of our relationship with Christ so that we will be who He has called us to be, that we will be more like Christ. The foundation for our walk with Christ, practically speaking, in our everyday living is sound doctrine. The Word of Christ should be dwelling richly in us. He uses His Word to make us more like Christ in our everyday actions and behavior. And that is what we see here, the foundation. And then we saw in review, ultimately, what older men are to be. Verse 2, older men are to be temperate, dignified, sensible, sound in faith, in love, and perseverance. And we saw, biblically speaking, older men were those probably over 60 years old. We saw they're to be temperate. They're not to be controlled by anything other than Christ. They're to be dignified. They are to exhibit serious and worthy conduct that earns respect. All of this in the context of trusting Christ. And they are to be sensible. This word we're going to look at today, sophronizo. They are to be thinking rightly. Older men, dignified, temperate, sensible. And we also saw that in the context of the word dwelling richly, they are to have a healthy, sound faith in Christ, which would ultimately manifest itself in love for the saints and perseverance in their walk with Christ. And at that point, we turned and looked at the subject of older women. And he says, verse 3, older women likewise are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips, nor enslaved to much wine. And what we will look at in depth today, teaching what is good. Verse 4, that they may encourage the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be dishonored. And we looked at this first half, and we'll just review that. We see older women are to be likewise. Now, there's no verb there in the Greek. There's no to be, and I believe the likewise points back to what older men are to be continually, habitually. It carries that sense down. Older men, the verb is are to be continually, habitually this way, and then this likewise carries that down. They're not to be like older men. They're to be these things that he will list. Older women are to be continually, habitually this way. Three things: reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips, nor enslaved to much wine. I think those are the first three things in one group that we looked at. And again, you're saying, well, what age is considered an older woman? Well, in 1 Timothy 5:9, we have the statement concerning widows to be put on the list. Let a widow be put on the list if she is not less than 60 years old, having been one wife, and he gives a whole bunch of requirements. Basically, if you're pushing 60 years old, God sees you as an older woman. Now, there's nothing wrong with being an older woman, as we will see. That's a blessed place to be because you have experienced life, whether new or old in Christ. You've experienced enough life to see the absolute emptiness of following yourself and your own desires. And you've seen, if you are in Christ, the blessing of trusting Him alone for His glory. So somewhere pushing 60, but if you're 58 or 59, I wouldn't disregard this. I would be paying attention. And if you're 10 years old lady, I would be paying attention. Whatever it is, 10-year-old girl. So what are older women to be? Again, I think there's two basic areas. The first area is exhibiting Christ-likeness. That's those first three things. Reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips, nor enslaved to much wine. And then what we will look at later today, what they are to be doing, teaching what is good. So let's review these first three things. He says, older women likewise are to be reverent in their behavior. This is what God says you are to be in Christ. And that word reverent, if you'll remember, we saw, speaks of a sacred holiness. That which is holy, it is a sacred holy reverence. And the sphere in which that should be manifest is in their behavior, their manner of life, their demeanor. When you look at an older woman in Christ, there should be a sacred reverence there. That's why it's so odd to see certain churches where older women are just jumping all over the place and they're yelling and screaming. You go, wait a second, that's not reverent behavior. Older women are to be reverent in their behavior, in all their behavior. Let me ask you this, older ladies. Are you a believer in Christ? Then you are to be reverent in your behavior. That's what you are to be. God is saying, this is what I want you to be. And younger women, this is what God wants you to be too. But older women specifically, reverent. This should be a characteristic of what you are when someone looks at you. Now, secondly, we saw that older women are also to be, in review, not malicious gossips. They're to have speech that is godly. They are not to be, the word translated here was diabolos. It is the word for the devil. and it's translated in the plural here, not the singular. It would be translated devil if it was singular. Plural, it speaks of his nature, which is the slanderer, the one who throws through. Women are not to be those who slander with their speech. They are not to be malicious gossips. It describes Satan's very nature. That's what he does. Women are not to be that way, older women. And none of us are to be that way. We looked at a myriad of passages concerning our speech as believers. And we see that Christ indicates that our speech indicates where our heart is at. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. In the middle of that, he says, "For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart." Older women, not malicious gossips. You are not to be like Satan. There must be a special temptation for older women, or we wouldn't give this specific command. Maybe it's the freedom of time older women have now that their families are raised. Maybe the loneliness in which someone wants to speak more. Whatever reason it is, you are not to be like Satan. Does your life exhibit any of the ungodly characteristics of satanic gossip? Or does it represent the godly characteristics of reverence? You know, if you are a gossip, you need to confess it. You can be forgiven right away. Step forward. Trust the Lord. When you are tempted to do that, confess it. This passage should convict you when you are irreverent. It should convict you when you are about to speak about something you shouldn't speak about. It should be used by the Lord in your heart to direct your path rightly. Then lastly, we saw that older women's desires must be under His control, as evidenced by a fact that they're not enslaved by much wine. Verse 3 again, older women likewise are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips, nor enslaved to much wine. The term enslaved to much wine speaks of being under subjection. And we looked in Romans chapter 6, it speaks of all of us, and we looked in Titus chapter 3, we were all enslaved to our lusts and desires. That's the state of mankind apart from Christ, is enslaved to our own desires. I can't get away from my own desires. That is my life apart from Christ. And older women are not to be enslaved to much wine. And most likely, I think this is a temptation for older women. And if you looked back in history in Crete, in other areas of the world, older women would alleviate loneliness and the worries of life and the pains of old age with alcohol. That's what they would do. Older women, you're not to be like that. And today, older women certainly may be tempted to relieve the physical and mental difficulties that come with old age by alcohol, or basically, as I shared 2 weeks ago, by the unfortunately accepted Christian alternative of antidepressants and pain pills. You may be tempted to be controlled by something else to alleviate your problems rather than Christ. Rather than trusting in Him and praying in every way and believing that He will give the peace that surpasses comprehension. Older women are to be reverent in their behavior. They are not to be malicious gossips, and they are not to be enslaved by much wine. And folks, anything that enslaves you apart from Christ is cruel and harsh. Sin promises pleasure or relief and brings you death. Older women in Christ are not to live this way. In short, older women are to be holy and reverent in their behavior. They are to have redeemed speech. They are to not be enslaved to much wine or controlled by booze or drugs, but controlled by Christ. And I want to ask you, older women, does this describe you? If so, praise God. Press forward, not looking back. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. But some of you failed and just confess your sin. Don't look back. The Lord has allowed you to be guilty so that you will come before Him and confess it. Confess it. Move forward and be determined in Christ to be like this. And let the Word of God control your behavior by His Spirit and power for His glory. Now, some of you might just take these things and say, okay, now I need to be reverent. Now I need to be this. Now I need to be this. Well, you can't do it on your own, and none of us can be this way apart from what He says later on in chapter 2, verse 11, and we need to look at that. He gives all these commands, older men, older women, all these commands, and He says, for the grace of God has appeared. That's how you're able to do it. God's grace has been manifest in Christ. You've been redeemed. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation, 2:11, to all men. And now, present tense, it is instructing us through the word of God by Christ to deny ungodliness. That's to not be irreverent, to not be a malicious gossip, to not be those things. Instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in this present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds. That's how you're able to be that way. He's instructing us now through the word of God for his glory. So in review, older women are to be in relation to their character this way. They are to be reverent in all their behavior, not malicious gossips, and they are not to be enslaved to much wine. Now, with that in mind, that's what older women are to be, but they're also to be something else, which actually manifests itself in what they do. Here is what older women are to do. Verse 3, older women likewise are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips, nor enslaved to much wine, teaching what is good. Verse 4, that they may encourage the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be dishonored. They're to be teaching what is good. We all ought to know what each other's roles are in Christ, right? Older men, younger men, all of us should know that, right? We're all commanded to admonish the unruly, right? Those who are out of step. We should all know what God requires and how God enables us to do it. And here we see older women are to be teaching what is good. The phrase teaching what is good is actually one word in Greek. It's a compound word, kalo didaskalos. It means teachers of good. Older women are to be teachers of good. Now, I don't think I need to explain what teaching is, but folks, unfortunately, it is so ignored in churches these days, and the resulting effect on younger women is manifest in lives that are in complete contradiction to what God has called younger women to, as older women either have been fearful in telling them what they should do, or they have been disobedient and stepped back from doing what God has called them to do, and younger women have not responded if they have, and we see the evidence throughout churches. As lives are totally out of order and God's word is blasphemed because people aren't living the way God says they should live. And our passage simply says, older women are to be teachers of good. Simple statement. It doesn't say formally. It doesn't say you are a formal teacher of good. It doesn't say informally. It just says teachers of good. Before we get to what is to be taught, who is to be taught by who? Who is it the older women are to be teaching? Verse 3 again, older women likewise are to be reverent in all their behavior, not malicious gossips, nor enslaved to much wine, teaching what is good, that they may encourage their daughters. Well, no, it says young women.
If you've just joined us, you've been listening to Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt. You can hear today's message again by visiting our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. CDs of today's message or other messages are available at our website as well. And as a part of the ministry of Equipping the Saints, all our audio resources are available at no cost to you. Thanks to the Lord's provision through the faithful support of friends of this broadcast. To order your complimentary CD, call us toll-free 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Greg, today you helped us look back on that first portion of Titus 2. So, what can we expect from our next broadcast?
You know, Dave, in our next broadcast, we're going to continue to look at what sound doctrine looks like applied in the lives of older women. You know, we've seen what older women are to be, but now we're going to see what older women are to do. And by the way, there is so much of this truth that is not taught or modeled in today's church. So with this in mind, you might prayerfully consider getting a copy of today's message. It is of no cost, and I believe these teachings will provide you with important godly guidelines as you desire and strive to serve the Lord. Now, I encourage you not to miss our next broadcast as we're going to discover what God wants you to do.
As we close today's broadcast, it's our prayer that the Word of God has done its work in your life and that you've been challenged and encouraged to follow Christ more closely. If you're receiving spiritual benefit from Equipping the Saints, would you prayerfully consider sending a gift today? Every gift makes a difference. No gift is too small, and every dollar is put right back into the ministry. To send a gift to Equipping the Saints, call us toll-free at 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to donate online, our web address is etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. Well, we hope you'll make plans to join us again next time, right here for another edition of Equipping the Saints.